Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
He who built all things is God. Hebrews 3, 4. Imagine a human skull evolving with holes and sockets in just the right places. Then, as Ray Comfort writes, by accident came the brain, interconnected to two eyes, two ears, one nose, skin, blood, nerves, mouth, teeth, tongue, salivary glands and taste buds, connected to a neck and body with heart, liver, kidneys, lungs, in both male and female with complex complementary reproductive systems. And that a similar thing happened throughout all the animal kingdom. Atheists claim something can bring itself into being from nothing. And given enough time, complex systems can be constructed by chance through random, unguided developments. It doesn't make sense. The Bible says, every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. If the first man to walk on the moon had discovered a soft drink can, would it be sensible to imagine it had evolved over millions of years? Or would he realize it was constructed, and therefore someone must have been to the moon earlier? Think about how simplistic a can is compared to your design. But don't the most intelligent people, like great scientists, believe that the world came into being without any divine help, you ask? No! Albert Einstein, perhaps the world's greatest scientist, said, "The deeper one penetrates into nature's secrets, the greater becomes one's respect for God." And Sir Isaac Newton said, "The most beautiful system of the sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and dominion of an intelligent and powerful being." Yes, there is a God, and one day you will stand before him. Are you ready for that event? If not, you can be by putting your trust in Christ today.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.